Blog Talk Radio.
Right, let's check the connections, y'all. We are live on Instagram. We are live on YouTube. Let's get us live there on YouTube. Let's get us live up on Instagram. Kind of fuzzy in the picture. Kind of fuzzy, y'all. They're kind of fuzzy down there. Yeah, it's kind of fuzzy on those routines. The book, Foolish American Politics, Let's Discuss Issues. I want to thank all of you all. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button if you are on YouTube. Share, subscribe, and like, family. Share and subscribe and like. And also, don't forget that we basically are going to have, this is going to be, we've been on Blog Talk Radio and YouTube now for a year now. We're celebrating our 1 year anniversary here. And I'd like to thank all of my guests and audience for their contribution. But next year, it's going to be even more better. It's going to be even more successful. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And also, I'm going to put the cash out. You can also donate to us if you want to keep the program going on. Oh, man, it's like that wrong. Yeah, that was awesome. All right. Cash out is $LoyaHenderson4. All right. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be discussing some issues here. The number is to call in. It's 516-418-5867. 516-418-5867. When Daddy turned on his bed wrench. When Daddy turns on his bed wrench. You know, you hear a lot of black women who get with these white men. And they start engaging in all kinds of role play, of sexual and slavery role play. But today we're going to be talking about Chad Whitler and about last week's incident. So I think we didn't come on last week. Last Sunday. We did an upload, a recap of Dr. Dre. So now we're back here. Sorry, we're coming on late here today. So, but we're going to be taking your calls if you're still up with us, 516-418-5867. We're live on Instagram as well. Okay? So today's topic, when Daddy turned on his bed wrench. There's also other types of stories that I want to talk about. We're going to talk about shuttle band, 516-418-5867, 516-418-5867, that's the number. The book, Foolish American Politics, is in the stores. Don't forget, we also got it rolled in the college, University of Black Power, College of Self Education, t-shirts, $25. that we created a link. You can purchase your t-shirts here in a minute. So it's time. We got a lot going on here on the Lori Henson podcast show. But Chad Willer beat up his black girlfriend. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking about that. Y'all white daddies that y'all love so much, these black bed wenches, y'all daddies start turning on y'all. Y'all start running and talking about, ooh, I'm pro-black now. Wait a minute now. Because there have been a lot of attacks on black women as of late. And these attacks have been going on. But you see what the black female security guard gets fired in Washington. There's been a lot of stuff going on. And then what about the black female neighbor? Yep, a white dude came out chasing her with a chainsaw in Nebraska. Oh, we're going to be talking about it all today on the Lawyer Henderson podcast show. But as you know, the white media is out there again. And they're out there trying to, you know, to try to cover stories up about all these white folks who's been out here committing all these crimes. They're trying to play games. They're trying to find black stories that they can hide. We're going to get into talking about T.I. here in a minute. Him and his wife, ex-wife Tiny, allegedly for having, you know, these girls come over to their mansion, and they would tell them that when they get to the door, you got to smoke some crack or do some drugs in order to come up here and engage in all kinds of sexual relationship with us. Okay, so we'll talk about that in a minute. The TMZ is reporting that our brother Ice Cube is going to be talking to the Democrats. That Joe Biden, the Biden administration, had reached out to them, and they're saying that they're going to finally meet with Ice Cube. TMZ is reporting. Now, we always talk about our disclaimer, because when we read these reports, it is based up on knowledge and information critique, as you know, because that's what the Fair Use Act, you know, give us, allow us to do. The TMZ says that Ice Cube is continuing his mission to help create jobs and new businesses opportunities for black Americans, and he is about to chop it up with the President Biden. Mm. He said the Biden administration reached out to him on Tuesday, and they're hashing out a time and place for the meeting about his contract with Black America, which Cube's been pushing since before election. Now remember, Cube was already talking to the grassroots. We're saying that we're not participating in this election. I did not go out and vote. Some of you did not go out and vote. We kept our word. We are not going to the polls and vote for an illegitimate government until they start doing something for black folks. That's what we said. And we stuck with our guns. But TMZ still reported, though, that the rapper activist was a guest on the Ryan Cameron Uncensored radio show on Magic ATL Wednesday. And he revealed his plan to sit down with the new president. And he was hoping that meeting goes down this month. Cube says he's hoping that they can make it a face-to-face meeting where he can also bring in some experts and specialists on the subject. Sources close to Ice Cube tell TMZ, explaining the summit is still in the early stages, but Cube is following through on his promise to talk to whoever won the election about helping black America move forward. Kudos to our brother Ice Cube that if that's going to happen. Because you know, with the Democrats, they have been undermining us for ever since Joe Biden, for the past 2 or 3 weeks, he's been in office. He's been signing all kinds of executive orders for everybody else. So now they're trying to say, well, he's going to meet with Ice Cube. And of course, the grassroots have already sat down with Ice Cube. We've already told Ice Cube, but then the mainstream media and tried to put their two cents in it. They start to have their black boulets to come in, try to interview Q, based upon the fact that it was the grassroots who said in the black media who was pushing this meeting, pushing this meeting, because we knew that the civil rights generation, all these other black folks who just wanted jobs within the white corporation and the white government political structure, they were all about themselves and all about getting kids something. But when we talk there about the black media, we are all about every black person. We don't discriminate. We love every black person if they love us. And there's some bootleg Negroes out there, some bad wenches out there. We're going to be talking about some of them here in a minute. Got your man Simone Sanders out there. And you got a lot of other bootlegs like Roly Poly Barton out there. So they're looking for a job within the establishment. And, of course, Simone Sanders did get her job. She is in the Biden administration. Okay. So they gave her her job, you know. So that was, at least you got a job out of it. Okay. Now, people are upset because I went out, family, I criticized Tyler Perry for working with Grady Hospital and working with the Health Administration. And they start coming for me on YouTube, talking about, I don't know what I'm talking about. They start to basically say that I was wrong, calling out Tyler Perry, and that I shouldn't have boycotted him on his BET session. Family, we got black coons everywhere. This guy had called me, and, you know, I guess he was a listener. He said he was a listener and everything. He was basically saying that, man, I agree with a lot of things you said, but I think black folks should get the COVID test. And I was like, man, brother, please. He's like, I'm a Tyler Perry fan, and I don't appreciate you, you know, talking about him and all this old stuff. So we got somebody upset because I called out Tyler Perry. But the reason why I called out Tyler Perry was because Tyler Perry knew that they will basically use you, the right elites will use you to get this propaganda out here. Nobody wants to take that vaccine in the black community. Now, these bullies, Negroes, and these nurses who are forced to take it because they have to keep their jobs, they can go ahead and do whatever they want. But we're saying we wasn't going to take that thing. So I started to get a little bit of backlash on that. Most of you were supportive of what I was saying. That boycott was very important. All right, but moving on to the next topic. Rapper T.I. and wife Tamika Tiny Harris denies various social media allegations against her. Sabrina Peterson first sparked controversy when she alleged on Instagram that T.I. held a gun at her head back in 2009. T.I. is back in the news. Now, remember, T.I. was basically wrapped up, remember this guy, Felton, they were basically accused by the SEC for trying to sell some TikTok something, but the SEC, they settled with the SEC, they just basically got charged. I guess we have to pay like a fine or something with the SEC for trying to sell an IPO within the stock or something like that, and basically he just recently, him and his attorney and other this guy felt or whatever, they did some deals and the SEC got involved or something like that. But T.I. has been basically doing some stuff questionable in the black community. Now I love our brother T.I. And we're going to lot of things that he's been saying and doing have been questionable. You know, from meeting with that Asian restaurant owner who was discriminated against black folks. Now, they did come with a resolution. That wasn't the thing. We applaud our brother T.I. on coming up with a resolution about that racism that happened in that restaurant here not too long ago, here in Atlanta. Now we hear more stuff about T.I. with this Supreme Pearson woman. She keeps on coming out alleging that they put a gun to her head. Wife and him had a threesome with her. So it's getting kind of interesting what he's going on. He sat down, talked about it, discussed it, denied all allegations. You know, so they need something. They basically, the white media do need a lot of things to come up with so they can get their topics off in white supremacy. There have been a lot of white people who've been out here, you know, just doing saying racist stuff to us. They've been out here just talking crazy. They've been out here attacking black women, which we're going to get into here in a minute. But Yahoo News, and keep in mind, this is also our fair use to discuss this. We're going to go ahead and critique it here to bring Peterson. Peterson then shared unsubstantiated allegations from anonymous woman or anonymous women against the rapper. His spokesperson has denied these claims. Rapper T.I. and his wife, Tamika Tiny Harris, denied social media allegations made against them last week. I thought they were worse. But anyway, the drama started when Brown University, a webinar series aimed at helping women launch their own CBD business. CEO Sabrina Peterson claimed on Instagram that T.I. put a gun to her head at a 2009 birthday party. Post on Tuesday, Peterson wrote in part, "You put a gun to my head in front of children, and I've never called the police on you. But for years, you have painted me as a victim." Okay? Now, what is it with all these people accusing these famous black people who never call the cops when they're in trouble? This is another woman who basically, just like R. Kelly, basically, nobody has their police report all set, but the accusations are there. See, the accusation stays there. When it's unsubstantiated, it helps the person who's trying to promote something here. Now, I'm not saying that this did not happen, because, like I said, he has been questionable here, some of the things that he's done here in the past. But Yahoo News goes on to say that speaking with Insider, Peterson elaborated on the alleged incident. Peterson said an argument erupted between her and T.I. at a 2009 party for Harris' daughter. Peterson said T.I. arrived at the party after she got into an altercation with his sister. She said he didn't put a gun to her head. "Bitch, I'll kill you," Sabrina alleged to the Insider that T.I. told her. She says the situation was eventually diffused, after which she distanced herself from the fact. Okay? Now, she never talked about did she leave the party. She never said anything about her leaving the party. You know, if this altercation was at the party, did she leave? Did she tell inside it that all these other newspapers that, you know, she stayed after that? The article goes on to say that in response to Peterson's claim, Harris wrote on social media that she was confused about why these allegations were coming to light now. Harris uploaded her own posts to Instagram, appearing to show Peterson previously posted positively about her son spending time with T.I. and wrote in a caption, "He was just uncle 2 years old." Now, Is it you say my husband assaulted you that you change your mind or change it back? Now, Tiny is not making sense anyway. When asked why she was surfacing the 2009 allegations now, Peterson told her, I'm a motivational speaker. And as a motivational speaker, you speak about things you went through, end quote. Another quote goes on to say that I'm kind of getting tired of, like, officials holding him up in high regard and he knowing that the magnitude of what he's done to women, she continued, the magnitude of how he treats women. Peterson also shared anonymous and unsubstantiated allegations from other women, which the rapper's spokesman has denied. After sharing the 2009 allegations, Peterson went on Instagram Live and began to talk about dealing with trauma as a black woman. And the floodgates just opened, she told Insight. She said she began to get direct messages from women with other allegations against T.I. and his wife. The anonymous message, which Peterson has been posting on Instagram, alleged the couple coerced her various women into taking drugs and other allegations of sexual abuse. There has been no one on record allegations that have not been corroborated by the inside. So, remember, you can blame a celebrity for anything. Okay? They were coming all at R. Kelly. Oh, he was tired, he up in the basement. He did this to me. He did that to me. Oh, this is crazy. But they basically, the white media want this type of drama. They got to find something in the black community. So they have to basically find something. And what was this about? What was this whole issue about that she just got coming out? Here it is in 2009. Understand? So I want to understand why these allegations are coming out. She talked about this, that this happened almost 11 years ago. You know what I'm saying? The number to call us in is 516-418-5867. 516-418-5867. That's the number to call in to the Lawyer Henderson Show. Man, folks, we basically do not know what the white supremacists are up to. I mean, they basically have been showing their true colors as of late. We'll get into the story about this white NFL player who, of course, has beaten his black girlfriend and then said, hey, bitch, you still alive, and all this other stuff. But see, the bad wench do not understand, just like the Boulay business in the Grove, that at some point there is not a retirement plan for being bad wench or a Boulay bootleg Negro. Some point it's going to end. And so they basically do not get that until it is almost too late. You understand? 516-418-5867. Truth. Now, this Peterson woman you know, because she'd just be trying to promote her business. Okay? Because this Pearson woman basically, because she had started the altercation. Like I said, you know, we heard this back with R. Kelly of these women waiting 10, 15, 20 years. We even heard that with, you know, with Weinstein. 15, 20 years, you'll wait, and then all of a sudden, now it's a story. You want to basically bring it to the forefront, and no police report. No police report. But no evidence. None of these women that she's alleging were asking what the police report. I'm not saying the FBI and finding the benefit. I'm saying that why wait almost 11 years to talk about it? Okay? Article goes on in white, though, that after sharing her 2009 allegation, Peterson went on to Instagram or read that. She said she began to get direct messages from women with other allegations against T.I. and his wife. The anonymous message, which Peterson has been posting on Instagram, alleged a couple coerced in various women. Various of women into taking drugs and other allegations of sexual abuse. Okay? Now, that's important. That's important. And the reason why that's important is because this is what they said about Bill Cosby. It said the same thing about Bill Cosby. Drugs and allegations of sexual. Those two things is something that the white media likes to just cringe on. They like to basically, you know, use that in their articles. Well, that's very significant. Drugs and sexual abuse. But the article complete is the article being complete itself by saying that there has been no, there's no on the record allegation. They have not been corroborated by Insight. So if these other women are saying that this is true, then where are they at, Ms. Peterson? These allegations that Sabrina Peterson is coming up with, there's nobody who wrote a police report or, I mean, made a police report. You know, and just like I said, 11 years old. Now she said, oh, other women are saying the same thing. But who's these other women? Are they young? Are they adults now? So, I think that Sabrina Peterson just didn't basically, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if she was like a video vixen. You know, a lot of them, they try to make it into the business, and then they basically really don't have no talent. The only thing that they have going for themselves is their cute. I think I found this Sabrina chick now. Seems like she's the same age as I. But yeah, you're the grown woman making these decisions. Go ahead and know what we're seeing here on Instagram. So it sounds like this woman's same age. as Tiny Artea. You know? So she went to this party at the mansion. Okay? It was an altercation. Gun was drawn by T.I. And all of a sudden, this bitch out killed her. Okay? But that's not the same thing that she said based upon the sexual abuse allegations. Did the incident happen? When did the incident happen? That's what I'm asking. Did it happen the same time she was at the mansion? Or did it happen before the mansion incident? Did the sexual abuse and the threesome that she did with them in the bed, that happened before the mansion incident or at the same time that they were at the mansion? That's what I'm looking for. That's the answer I'm looking for. So we're talking about how T.I. has been in the public eye for a long time, ever since his federal cases have been dropped. So, 2009, she waited 11 years to bring this up. Almost going back, Hawkins, to about what R. Kelly, or about the R. Kelly. And when he did his interview with Gayle King. And you know the white media, they like to put their black hoes, their correspondents out there. They like to put them out there, you know, because now you're saying, okay, well, let me get my black reporter. She'll probably get all the juice for us at the network. And, you know, that'll help them promote their career and stuff like that. So they bring out all of that, all their black, reporters. Remember when when it happened to R. Kelly, every white news agency in the country, when that R. Kelly story broke, went and got their black female reporter. Yep. Why is that? Call your phone calls. We're going to get to them in a minute. 516-418-5867. 516-418-5867. Hold your phone calls. We'll get to them in a minute. The Warrior Henderson Show. Now, again, on the R. Kelly situation, you had the same kind of issue. Sexual abuse. Drugs. You had them talking about, oh, he basically had me tied up somewhere. And I couldn't eat without his permission. I couldn't leave the house. And me and this other chick who was there with me, we had to text on the phone and talk and see if each other's okay. And again, not one of them used that cell phone to call the cop. This is disturbing. You understand? This is disturbing. Not one person used their cell phone to call the cops. You understand what I'm saying? All right. Well, that's what I'm saying, man. I mean, these allegations are crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Man, we are basically in the building. We've got people on YouTube, Instagram. We are live in the building. All right, let's take a phone call. All right, let me get a call from 404.
Area code.
Okay. Yes. Hello?
Yes, speak up now.
Yes, I would like to call in because I wanted to talk to you about the comment about T.I. and Tiny. This is why a lot of the people, they don't like to come out and tell their stories because people like you do not believe them. And then, you know, people get upset and then they can't really tell their truth because you know, you have people like you that really don't know the story. You're reading the articles, you know, as if we don't know how to read anyway. But you're reading the articles, and, you know, you don't believe her. She's a survivor, and this is the problem that we have in the Black community. Like, nobody wants to believe just because he's a celebrity. Now, a lot of the women, if you would see, a lot of the women have gone on to tell their story to come out about this allegations between them.
What is your name?
My name is Ryder. Hello?
Ryder?
Yes.
Is that what you said? Your name is Ryder?
Yes, my name is Ryder.
Okay. All right. So, ma'am, I, first of all, don't appreciate you talking about Kate Reed. Okay. Here's the thing. I said that she waited, Sabrina Peterson, the young lady who is going to come out of 11 years after this happened in 2009. I said the same thing happened in R. Kelly's situation, where these women are waiting a long time to come out with their allegations. And also what I said is that the women basically have these issues in complaint, the first thing that they can do is report this to the police. She did not do this. She did not do that. Okay.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been sexually assaulted?
No.
Exactly. So you don't know how long it takes a person to come out and tell their story. First of all, it's embarrassing to be sexually assaulted by someone and then have to come out in public to tell their story. It takes a lot to do that. And it's really unfortunate that insensitive people like yourself can make these comments and make these judgment calls simply because these people are celebrities. That's not fair.
Ma'am, hold on. This is my show. Hold on. Ma'am, number one, I didn't say anything insensitive. I asked and raised a question, okay? All right, now, when you called me, the first thing you said to me was, oh, you can't read, okay? Which was basically, you know, it was not only rude, it was inappropriate.
That's not but what that's, I said. I we can read. Because we don't need you to read the stuff for us. We can read. That's what I said.
So that people can get a glimpse of what's going on, okay? Now, if this Sabrina Peterson is a victim, I'll just raise the question. I said, hey, why didn't you report this to the police? This is serious. That's all I asked. But here you come.
Because the celebrity, and who's going to believe a celebrity? Who's going to believe that a celebrity put a gun out on them? Who's going to believe that the celebrity sexually assaults them? The celebrity has lawyers. They have people. I'm sorry. No, my daughter is just going all over the place.
Before, ma'am, have you been sexually assaulted before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now, when was that? When you was a child, or at what age was it?
It was much younger, but it took a lot for me to come out and tell my story because people didn't believe me.
Okay. So, you're saying just because I'm basically asking a question that there was no police report filed, even as a young person, you know, this person did not go and tell their parents so that the parents can also take the appropriate action. It's people like me who is the reason why women don't come out and file charges. Is that exactly what I'm saying here? That you're saying here?
Yeah, a lot of people, when they're assaulted, whether it be physically or sexually, they're not going to just come out and tell their story all the time simply because it's very difficult to relive that, you know, encounter. That's the reason why people have PTSD and they have all type of things that's happening to them because it's hard for them to relive that story.
Okay, so why is Sabrina not acting like she has those symptoms, man? Her story is not adding up. She says she was at a mansion first. She don't go into detail as to if it happened at the mansion or if it happened before that. She basically is not telling the whole story. And all I'm trying to do is put it all together, just like I'm supposed to do as a, you know, as a media person. I'm supposed to try to see what's going on, what is true, what is not, what is just. And so far, even the white mainstream media is saying that they cannot verify the allegations, but it's unsuccessful. Did you read that part too?
Well, of course they can't verify the allegations because they don't want to verify the allegations. Furthermore, you know, she took a lie detector test. And whether you believe in lie detector tests or not, she posted her results online. There was no deception indicated. And not only that, if you really do your research, you would see that several women have come forth since she came out about her story. Now, are all of the women lying? Because it has been multiple stories.
That's what I just read, too. The women she's talking about has not came out. That's the reason why the media is saying it's unsubstantiated. Did you read that part as well?
If you go to Hollywood Unlocked, it has posted a lot of videos, because a lot of the women were paid off, they cannot show or tell their identity because they were at a young age, and their parents even sold them off. So if you have to go back and do your research on a lot of articles and a lot of videos that people have come out about these allegations, you can't just point out or look at one article and base it on that one article.
Ma'am, are you a T.I. fan, Noah, yet? Yes or no?
I'm sorry?
Are you a T.I. fan?
You know, at first I was a T.I. fan.
Okay.
Yeah. But in fact, I was a Tiny fan. I grew up on Escape, and I grew up in the '90s, so I was a big Escape fan. Love Tiny and T.I. You know, glad they got together. But I never want to discredit a woman's story because, you know, sexual abuse is so prevalent in the Black community, and that's another thing. You know, Black people like to sweep things under the rug and keep it on hush because we don't want it out into the community.
I'm sorry, man. There have been men who have been found innocent of the abuse of rape by women. Stop playing like all women are telling the truth, man. There have been women who accuse men of sexual assault and football.
Absolutely. And most of them people that have accused Black men of rape that wasn't telling the truth are mostly Caucasian women. But a lot of the women that were sexually assaulted by Black men, those stories have been true. And even the R. Kelly situation, the ladies eventually came out and said that it was true. People begin to be honest when they don't have nothing else to tell. You can only be honest after that. So, and tell your story truthfully and without regards, because a lot of people are afraid, just like the Sabrina person. Who's protecting her now? T.I. has a group of people surrounding him. Tiny have a group of people surrounding her. So she's well protected. He's well protected. But who's protecting Sabrina from people calling her a liar? Who's protecting her now? Who's protecting the people, the 16-year-old girl that came, well, now she's 26, that has come forth and said, you know what, this happened to me. They paid off me and my mom. They gave us $3,000 they gave her to be quiet. And, you know, this is what I'm saying. You're only going by what you think because you may be a fan yourself. Hell, I don't know. And You know, you're only going off of what you think because of his celebrity status. Now, had this been a regular John Doe, would you be going so hard for him?
Now, I would be basically trying to get down to the bottom of this. Now, what you just said was very important. You said that she might have been paid off and in order to keep quiet, okay? But I'm asking you, you still haven't answered my question, ma'am. Why basically pay, take the money instead of reporting this to the police? That's all I'm asking.
And I'm telling you, I told you several times that because of his celebrity status, no one is going to believe, hence the reason why we're having this conversation. No one is going to believe a regular Jane Doe who's living a regular normal life that a celebrity. You know, I've met several celebrities. I've met a number of people. But if I was to make an allegation toward a celebrity, you know, who would believe me? Because I'm just a regular person who works, working for a temp agency. So who's going to believe me? You know, and people believe celebrities before they believe, a regular person. And celebrities have money to make things go away. They have lawyers to pay things off. Your name is lawyer. I'm sure you could pay. You could say some shit to make your shit go away.
So you're saying that Sabrina is telling the truth here. You didn't look at an article where she basically did not tell or pinpoint the information of and told two different stories about the sexual abuse and about her showing up at the mansion. You basically didn't write that.
I believe her story. I believe her simply because she came out, and for her to come out about a celebrity is really detrimental to who she is, it's to her character, to her lifestyle. You know, a lot of people are not going to put themselves at risk and lose their job, lose their lose who they are as a person because of a fake story. You know, this woman still has to live after this. She has to still, pay her bills. She still, and a lot of people won't come out to the forefront, have all the attention on them, just for what they say these days, for clout. You know, clout is not everything. But the truth will stand. And the mere fact that T.I. and Tiny have not really just come forward, just like when T.I. went on the Red Table Talk about his daughter and what he made, the statement that he made about his daughter, why hasn't he come out and go to the Red Table Talk to talk about this? Why haven't Tiny come out? And she was at the Red Table Talk. Why haven't she come out and talk about this? So there are a lot of things, they're swingers, they switch partners, that's unsafe within itself. But to involve a child and put a gun to someone's head, that's taking it to a whole different level.
Okay, I understand that you believe it's Sabrina Peterson woman. I understand that. Now, you believe her because she's a woman. Typically, that's the main reason, okay? Now, If it's true, let's say that he did this, okay, say everything accusations you said is correct, okay. Why now? Why bring this out now? What's the benefit? She's been paid off, as you say. She said, what would be the benefit?
Well, the benefit of bringing it out now is because other people are talking about it. You know,
okay.
Other people have come forth and said, this is what has happened to me. And now she, and then too, you have to realize this woman used to work for them. You know, a lot of celebrities, they sign these things to say that when you work for them, what stays or what goes with them stays with them, and you can't, basically you sign your life, sign your right. Their privacy, you have to keep it secret, or they can sue you. So that could be a reason why she didn't. She's just now speaking out about it because she's probably just now able to talk about it. You know, like certain. I'm sorry.
I was just okay. So how long it took you to talk about your story?
How long did it take me to do what?
You said that you talked before as well. How long did it take you to talk about your story or to tell somebody about it?
I'm 48, and it actually, I didn't start really talking about my abuse until I was about in my middle 30s, and it happened when I was about 17. So I was scared, but I wanted other women to know that they didn't have to be afraid because it's not their fault. It's not their fault. And at 48, it's my responsibility to teach it to my children, to teach it to my grandchildren, to let them know that it's okay to speak up even if you are scared. Even if you are scared. And it's not easy to talk about something that when somebody violates you. It's just not that simple to talk about, you know. Now we're living in a generation to where people are free to feel like they can vocalize, especially, you know, talking about women's freedom and women's rights. This is now the time that women feel like they can speak out about their abuse and their abuser, which you, sir, like to just really take up for. Sir, Mr. Lawyer, is that your name? Lawyer?
Yes, ma'am. That's my name. Let me ask you, ma'am.
You know, lawyers, they know to lie. Lawyers like to lie.
Right,
it's not only that I like to lie, lawyer. You have sat here and you have just said some nasty things about this woman, and you don't even know her full story.
Ma'am, let me ask you a question. Okay, what are you going to say about the female that's involved, okay, as well? What are you going to say about his wife? His wife is involved in this as well. What are you going to say about her now? I heard you talk about T.I. I heard you coming out shouting, telling me I don't know how to read, breaking down and crying about this woman. What are you going to say about what the wife did? My point exactly. Come on. Okay. All right, so I didn't drop a call. She dropped the call herself. All about, okay, now here we go again. Every time the Democrats get in office, we have your Shea Butter Twitter crowd comes out here. You got all kinds of people coming out here talking about blah, 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 this and all this. Now, here's the thing. Okay, if it's true, we basically, you know, you file your charges, you basically do what is important to do in order to stop it. Okay? Now, but anyway, that was not the topic of today. Okay? That was not the topic. I don't know if she's telling the truth or not, but anyhow, and as y'all see, our topic of the day was about this white NFL player arrested after allegedly strangling his black girlfriend unconscious because she refused to bow down to him. Okay? So now you're shaved by the Twitter crowd, all of your LGBT and gay people, they're not going to talk about certain types of things that happen when it happens where white men is doing stuff. Now you got this woman coming on here talking about what T.I. did, okay? He's guilty, you know, call the police on him, call charges. Understand? But as she said, I don't know the whole story, and guess they just paid off or whatever. But here's the thing. You have these dead bitches out here who is dating these white men. I told you that when you find your daddy, you start doing these sort of role plays. You start, you know, saying, oh, I'm the bad Quentin. I'm the thing the white daddy want me to do. And it becomes serious now. To the point now where daddy is choking the hell out of me. Issue here. Article on Black Enterprise goes on to say that a white professional football player has been arrested away from his team after allegations that he strangled his black girlfriend. According to the NFL.com, the King County, Washington prosecuting attorney office has filed 3 charges against former Seattle Seahawks defensive lineman Chad Whitley. Former football player has been charged with first-degree domestic violence assault, unlawful imprisonment, and resisting arrest for the violent act against his girlfriend. Wheeler, who is currently out on a $400,000 bail from King County Correctional Facility, arrested over the weekend on suspicion of felony domestic violence. See? So this woman hung up when I was stripped and asked her about, well, what about Mr. Wheeler up here choking out his black girlfriend? See? You notice when the white man do something, oh, no, no, let me hang up the phone now. That's what these bad wretches do. Goes on to say that according to the Kent Police Report, Wheeler's girlfriend was attacked by him Friday night after he asked her to stand up and bow to him after she refused to do so. Wheeler allegedly grabbed her by the neck and threw her on the bed. He then started to strangle her at one point in time, pressed one of his hands against his girlfriend's mouth and nose, trying to stop her from breathing as he continued to strangle her with his other hand. You see, you got white boys actually in, you know, as witnesses to this, evidence there. But you have to allege that a black man did that. I'm not saying all the time, but most of the time. You got to allege that the black man is doing that. Now the white man is here just strangling your ass right there with evidence. And here comes a shade butter Twitter crowd and all these fools, like this one woman who just called. These women out here, basically, as I told y'all, give white daddy a pass. For what reason? Goes on to say, though, that Wheeler allegedly grabbed the girlfriend's left arm at one point and twisted in to prevent her from fighting back. She eventually lost consciousness, and after she came to, Wheeler allegedly said, wow, you're alive? Or in other words, bitch, I thought you were dead. Then his girlfriend locked herself in the bathroom and called family and friends. Per police, the victim has noticeable fingerprints on both sides of her neck, as well other areas that have bruised at the back of her throat. Her left elbow also was swollen and deformed. Finally, this asshole finally apologized with this fake-ass apology he did on Twitter. Miller took to Twitter to offer an apology. Even happened over the weekend that transpired from many episodes. Here he is, lying, trying to find a way of why he attacked this woman. I am beat aside for a pain suffering that I had caused to Leah in her pain. Then another one says, I apologize to Jesus for the turmoil that I had caused to my fans, teammates, fans, and those closest to me. The most important thing right now is that Aaliyah gets the care she needs. I get help. Both I have. Then he goes on to say again, it's time for me to walk away from football and get the help I need to never again pose a threat to another. I cannot express my sorrow or remorse enough. I am truly ashamed. Chad Wilk. This is his work. Fran? You see, impotence was right in the. He said, witches have evidence of their attacks being what? Right against it. Well, black man, here comes the white media. R. Kelly has been arrested for something that happened 20 years ago. Diop has been accused of something happened 11, 12 years ago. Here's some woman coming up here, calling up, talking about, you don't know a damn thing. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't even know how to read. That was funny. So folks, I'm telling you that was the issue. Now, I wanted to talk more about, though, that this incident happened. This is not the only incident. He had the black security guard get fired at the Capitol, slapping that white woman. And you had a lot of things. There was a lot of attacks that have been going on against black women by the white supremacists. And they're not saying stuff. Now, the black girl at Climbing Camp in North Berkeley called N-word by a white woman. This happened back in June 19th of last year. Neighbors have rallied in support and posted signs of affirmation that says black climbers matter. Black climbers matter. Two black children learned to rock climb at the popular picture-cue Indian Rock Park in Berkeley Hills were subjected to a racial slur by a white passerby this week. Coach Emily Taylor, founder of Brown Girls Climbing in Berkeley, detailed the incident in a video on social media Tuesday. She said two of her four strong groups of black female students, aged 7 and 10, were working on the Rock One project on Monday morning when a white woman walked up and then said, "Get out the park, fucking nigger girls. It flows. I'm younger." The younger girl didn't hear it, but the older girl ran over to tell Taylor, tell her what happened. These are four little girls who are impacted at the summer camp by this one woman who comes by and calls them a nigger at 10 years old, Taylor said on a video she posted to Instagram. She described the initial feeling of numbness while she rushed to make sure the children were safe. With so much pain, the woman walked away from the encounter. Okay. All right, so we have all these incidents that is happening. These black women getting attacked, and when they've been attacked by the white supremacists, there is something going on. Okay, here again, now this happened on, what did this happen? November 21st, last year. Well, he is. Over. Don't answer. Look at this call. Now, he went, a white man is in custody for allegedly making felony terroristic threats on Saturday, November the 21st, according to KETV agency in Lincoln, Nebraska. Daniel Scott. Scott, 41, reportedly went on a rampage after he suspected a 25-year-old unidentified woman of committing recent theft in his neighborhood. See, there you go. This is Ahmaud Arbery all over again. He allegedly told the authorities the woman was guilty simply because she was black. While welding a chainsaw, Gap weaved into the engine and then told the woman get off my property as she attempted to enter her own apartment. The woman ran away screaming as he approached her. Gat continued stalking her down the stairs while waving a chainsaw in a cutting-like motion. He then shouted, "Yeah, you better run," and hurled racial slurs at her. The woman ultimately escaped and was able to call 911. The incident is being treated as a hate crime, and Stack was apprehended and remanded into custody as of Tuesday morning, November 20th. So here we go. We have all of these attacks. And so they're trying to garner, the white media is now trying to do what they always done, and that is trying to garner up the black man who they can find from 10, 20 years have been accused of something, so they can make all of these white supremacist stories go away. That's what they're working on now. So, okay, they got T.I., who else they can bring? They already got R. Kelly and Bill Cosby, basically. They got them. They can't talk about those stories no more. Man, we got T.I. out there. Let's talk about that. Who else do we have out there that the white media basically, you know, finger for? And this is what this is about. You see, that's what the game is about. And that's the reason why no one listens to the white media anymore. They're coming to listen to us because we basically balance out the news. That's the number to call in to the Lawyer Henderson podcast show. We basically also talked about some other things that was going on with the white supremacists. You know, after the Capitol riot, you know, they got Trump out of office and things of that nature. Now, like I said, here comes LGBT. And, you know, here comes the shade button, Twitter. All these people are now here to attack us. They're now prepared to attack black people. They were so desperately to go back to that situation. We want to attack black people. Let's get Trump out of office. Where is Hold on, guys. Yeah, they want to attack us. They're trying to present it as if we're the perpetrators now. Yeah? They're trying to say that we are the problem. It's those black. They're the problem. That's exactly what now is going to be happening, you know, in this, during this the Biden administration. Family, that's the reason why we didn't want this man to win office. We knew that this was coming. We knew that the attack on black men was coming. Understand that? So, go ahead and call us up, 516-418-5867. So, I want to talk more about this T.I. situation. Okay? Because as the caller has said, I may have not gotten all the information. So we did some more things here. We looked at some more stuff. And we will be fair here in balance. Here in, on the Lawyer Henderson Show, we are always balanced. On the Lawyer Henderson Show. But see, all I'm saying is, call out white daddy when he is choking the hell out of him. Okay? That black girl magic that we talked about in the black. Understand? Why is it the white daddy is not talking? Understand? But we can look at another article as the caller suggests. Sabrina Peterson gets 15 women to come forward in her Instagram DM about alleged abuse and sex trafficking of women and minors by T.I. with his wife, Tyler, who also supposedly forced women to do drugs. Now, see, they don't talk about the one women who are implemented in these crimes. It's just all the men. See, that's what the Shea Butter Twitter is about. They're all about just implementing the men. They don't talk about the woman who promotes. You see, no one talked about R. Kelly's older sister raping him and her brother. No one talked about the fact that when R. Kelly's sister was watching them, that her old fat self was up there trying to basically abuse her own younger brothers. See, that just been thrown out of the picture. No one talked about R. Kelly's sister doing this to them. But if Sabrina Peterson is correct about 15, then why can't the white media substantiate the claim? Why is it that the white media is having a hard time substantiating what went on? This Sabrina is announcing that she got 10 women here, 20 women there, 30 women there, and she brought not one of them to the forefront. Are you saying that T.I. and Tiny paid off all of these women? 15 of them. Gave them all $3,000? Let's look at it. T.I. and his wife, Tiny, are in some very hot water on social media. One woman, Sabrina Peterson, recently claimed that T.I. held a gun to her head in front of her kids. Now she is coming forward with information from 15 women claiming that he and Tiny trafficked women and minors. Peterson took to her Instagram story to share DMs from women who detail what they supposedly went through from Tip and Tiny. T.I. allegedly referred to the woman that they had his cattle, and as one also added that he choked and punched her. Another woman added that Tiny acted worse than T.I., with the escape members supposedly being the ringleaders. And oftentimes, the women are the ringleaders. We talked about that movie that they did with Tina Turner, how they showed Ike, the aggressive one, how they claimed that Ike was the person who abused this woman. No, Tina was the aggressive one. Tina Turner was the aggressive one in the relationship. Judge Joe Brown and others were talking about this as well. They were talking about how Tina Turner basically was the one who a lot of people just couldn't deal with. And she was basically, slapping on Ike and all this stuff. But see, the white media, they like to portray, Hollywood like to portray that the black man is dangerous. And that's what the white media in Hollywood does. They go on to say that she claimed that Tiny forced women to do drugs such as Molly and cocaine. T.I. is also said to have not let women into his home unless they took drugs and had sex with himself. T.I. and Tiny still haven't publicly addressed these accusations. Expect that the possibility of having soon to check out some of the DMs sent from Peterson by these women along with Peterson's false testimony below. Now, keep in mind, this article was written before the one I just read, but the other article does not mention the 15th. Did? So, this woman is alleging a lot of this stuff here. Okay? She's coming after the biggest hip hop star, the biggest actor, entertainer the world's ever known. So T.I. was, this one of the articles, the Instagram post read, let me let you see this right here. Those of y'all on Instagram. The Brown University, remember she did that? So while I'm showing people on Instagram the article, go ahead, if you're on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, family. Hit that like button, subscribe, and share. Leave your comments below. Also, hit that notification bell so that when I go live, you will be notified. Your scrutiny is not hating at that point. Understand? So T.I. was enjoying me too much when I defended myself against her. T.I. jumped and punched me in my face, choked me out, and I threatened to tell because I was young, stupid. I told too much of my business. It was used against me. I was told, and you tell, bitch, we know people, you and whoever in your family would be deported because I had no papers and all that shit and blah, blah, blah. And come on. So now, they even legend that the female was not even a damn U.S. citizen. Damn. She's an immigrant. At the time, the immigrant, after that, I returned to my cousin's house, packed my shit, left Atlanta, never spoke to my cousin again because I was afraid to tell anyone, came back to New York, changed my life, and just pretended it never happened. Who's going to believe me that I had a threesome? Okay? She had a threesome with T.I. and Tiny. Tiny was too high, got jealous, and attacked me. When I defended myself, T.I. jumped in and helped her attack me, but I was threatened to the point that I was feared, and I left Atlanta and never looked back. P.S. My cousin still lives near them. Understand? See, the lawyer has to show we're going to cover the whole thing. We're going to cover the whole thing. Now, she did show certain receipts. I'll give her that. But we don't know if these receipts are legit. We don't know the date and time on that. Hold on. I could be wrong here. Going to go ahead and investigate, like we always do. We'll go ahead and investigate. Now, you know these immigrants, they do get publicity when they accuse an American citizen or something. They'll try to get some type of publicity so they can be well known and stuff like that. So, that kind of situation can happen. Okay? And so this woman was not even a person who was an American citizen. That was one of her main excuses for not telling. You see, probably wouldn't have to basically talk about pain and struggling so they can get publicity. What we're trying to figure out here is that there's a lot of questions to unpack. And so therefore, like I said, waiting 11 years, the white media, of course, they basically are now involved. And when the white media tells something, they have to blow it all out of proportion specifically because it's a black man who's been accused of the allegations. See how they try to cover up Weinstein's situation? You know, you had hundreds of women accused of Weinstein, and it only stayed in the media. It was basically buried a lot, okay? They barely reported on Weinstein's trial and case. He settled with them, all of that. Okay? Jeffrey Epstein basically, you know, didn't really cover his case that much. But when it comes to a black person like Bill Cosby and R. Kelly, they just had their black bit, you know, Boulay Negro correspondent. And every day R. Kelly was in the newspaper. That's the reason why we as the black media have to challenge the white supremacy. We have to basically be trying to unpack, unfold a lot of their lies. See, there used to be a time where we didn't have a black media. We only had the old dead black media. We had people like Tom Joyner. You know, we had people that didn't really talk about it or anything. They were basically just clowning and trying to be comedians and telling these corny-ass jokes and stuff. And they were not really serious telling black media. And so we were born to basically try to make sure that we tell the truth about what happened into every situation. That's the reason why people stopped listening to the white mainstream media, because they were not telling the whole story. See, they were backed up by these corporations, and if there was no allegations that you can talk about a black man on, the white media was not going to pick it up. So they were not going to tell the story. Okay? So now that you have a black media, it's very important now that we talk about every issue. See, now the Democrats are in office, they're going to basically have a lot of, you know, media outlets talking about what a black man did here and a black man did there. The white supremacists have been very busy, y'all. We've been basically, you know, having black women attacked places. And we had red witches, they've been attacked. And now they're trying to come out here talking about pro-black and black girls, why? All of this, you know, stuff that we are hearing in the black community now after George Floyd's death. You see, we have to be able to basically stop this conflict. See, when white daddy goes hit you up on the side of your head, oh, all of a sudden now there's an issue here. Okay, just ask Aaliyah, whose boyfriend, whose white NFL boyfriend, choked her to death. And bitch, you still alive? What the hell you been alive for? See, he looked at, thought she was dead on the floor. He turns around, she's still up. Damn, bitch, I thought I killed you. And that's exactly what the bed witches are doing, because they basically allow these baddies to basically engage all this type of slave sex and these role plays of slavery and all this stuff, this bed witch type stuff, and then when it becomes serious, oh, now basically I got to run and I got to call the police. Where it's my family, I gotta get the black community involved. You see, this is what the bedwinch and the Boulay Negroes do. But when it all hits the fan, comes out, now you're for someone like us. We've been telling you all about certain types of incidents and what has been happening, what's been going on. The Shea Butter Twitter crowd, we've been telling them about. You know, them talking about I'm dreaming and I had a white daddy and all this old stuff. And then when they white daddy starts beating them upside the head, they come back, you know, pro-black. You got to make sure these hackers are learning the lesson. That the grass is not always greener on the other side. Sam? see. All right. So what's also going on in the black media? Join us tomorrow when we talk about this woman. Let me see if we can. Let's play some music. Let me see if we can place this bomb. This woman here. She's the next Maya Angelou. Oh my God, they got this woman, this young girl, she's in her 20s. She wasn't even born when Jim Crow Joe Biden was making all these crimes or these bills against black folks. She wasn't even born then, but they got her out there. Joe Biden's wife chose her to read her poem at the inauguration. It was a mess. It was a mess. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow on the Lawyer Henderson Show. But yeah, this player, Chad Whitler, they did cut him loose. He was arrested. And then, of course, we're watching other issues here about Ice Cube saying that he's following lead with the Biden administration. Of course, with the contract with Black America. So we're going to be watching these stories here on the Lawyer Henderson Show. That's what we do. We listen to the stories that basically news that you can use, because we tell you the truth about what's going on in the black community. The white media, they're going to come in and they're going to start trying to fabricate stuff. They basically come in and they try to, you know, to basically make sure that they can find any black men they can accuse or something. That's the black media was created. But yeah, tomorrow, Amanda Gorman, we're going to try to come on at 7:30. I just know that 7:30, 8 o'clock will come on tomorrow. We're going to be talking about Amanda Gorman at the inauguration. Oh, my God, this girl here was speaking her little poems and all this stuff that she was not, what that she was saying was not making. Folks, it was a disaster. You understand? So, yeah, let me get on up out of here. That was our story today when Daddy turned on his bandwidth. That was the topic today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, our guests here on the Lawyer Henderson podcast show. Join us tomorrow. We'll be right back. Basically, they are going to be on YouTube for a very bad, one year, and the rest of the year. I'd like to thank all of my